Hey, everybody. I've updated the participation numbers for 2024. So what I have decided to do is just do a quick recording of what they look like since 2018, especially now that Limited Optics seems to be blowing up, kind of like what Carioptics did from 2018 on. So let's take a look at those numbers. And well, actually, before we get to those numbers, I have utilized only the numbers from the major matches from January 1 to May 31st. And then I've only used those matches that have already been shot. So the results are posted in practice score, or if they have yet to be shot, they either have to be full and there's a wait list, or the remaining slots available have to be 10% or less in comparison to the number of shooters already registered. For example, there's one match that has, I want to say, 282 registered competitors, but there's still 62 slots available. Well, that's still
22%
of what's already registered. So that's enough that if all 62 slots were taken, it would alter what those numbers look like. So I did not include that match. There's another match that has 212 registered competitors, and there's only 9 slots available. Well, that's only like a 4 to 4.5% difference. That's not going to be enough to really statistically change what that match looks like. So I decided to include that number. Let's back up to 2018. Knowing that and how we're measuring this, let's back up to 2018. 2018, your most popular division was limited. It was 26% of all major match participants. Tied for second was open and production at 22% of all major match participation. So we're looking at 70% of all participants were either in limited, open, or production. Now, you had PCC at 11, and you had Carioptics at 10. So that's where we stood in 2018. 2019 comes around, and the numbers start to change. Limited is still in first at 24%, so it's seen just a little bit of a decrease. Opens at 21. It was at 22, so it's holding steady. Production's down to 17. Okay, from 22, that's a 5%. That's 20 to 25. We'll call it a 22% decrease. So that's measurable. You have Carioptics at 17. So Carioptics has gone from 10 to 17. Production has gone from 22 down to 17. PCC is pulling up fifth place at 13%. So they're kind of holding steady. They were at 12, now they're at 13. Okay, no big deal. Now, moving along to 2020, the year of COVID, the year of the big lie. Now you have your number one division is now Carioptics. So in just literally 2 years, it has gone from being in fifth place to being in first place. Open is in second at 22. Limited is third at 21. So you have 23, 22, 21. Then you have production at 15. So just a minor change from the year before, from 17 to 15. PCC is at 12, so it's holding steady. It's very constant. All right, so now we're looking at 2021. So now people are starting to return back to the range. Still some restrictions going on, so shooting is still affected. But it didn't affect Carioptics. Carioptics is now up to 30%. So now it's has a commanding first place lead. Open, holding steady, 22%. So it's not really fluctuating much at all. A little undulation, but that's about it. Third is limited. So limited has now gone from 26% at its high in 2018 down to 18%. So it's lost about 30% roughly of participation. Production is now down to 12%, so it's almost lost 50% of production, participation. And PCC holding steady at 12%, just like open. Those two are, they mirror each other on the graph. They're not doing a whole lot, just holding steady. Not going up, not going down. 2022 rolls around. Carry Optics is now up to 38%, so it's nearly quadrupled in 4 years. Open, 23%, so just that little undulation, but basically holding steady. Limited is now down to 15% from 26% at its high. PCC, still holding steady, 13%, just like open, holding steady. Production is now down to 8%, so it's lost two-thirds, basically, of its participation numbers in just 4 years. Moving on to 2023. So last year, this is where most people have returned back to the range in full force. You have Carry Optics now just extending their lead at 42%. Number two is open at 21. So they have literally doubled the amount of participation at major matches as the number two most participated division, which is open. Third is limited now at 12%. It has lost more than 50% of its participation numbers in 5 years. Then you have PCC at 11. So it's all a little dip, but again, I would just consider that kind of holding steady. Then you have Limited Optics at 9%. Now, Limited Optics has only been going since May 1st of last year. So it had, what, 8 full months of participation, and it almost, it was 1.5% or 150% of what production was. There were 1.5 more people or times more people shooting Limited Optics than production, which brings up the rear at 6%. I say brings up the rear. I do not count Limited 10. I do not count Revolver. I do not count single stack. Their numbers are so minuscule that it just doesn't matter. They really don't do anything in terms of participation. Okay. For example, last year, so this is 2023, the last numbers I have, 0.6% production for Limited 10, 1.09% for Revolver. Single stack had 2.62. So it was 1%, 1%, and 3%. So 5% of all participation were those three divisions, and that's it. Now let's get to 2024. I've already kind of told you how or what my measurement, what my matrix is for determining these numbers for 2024. So let's get down to business and let's look at them. Carry Optics, 35%. So that's a measurable decrease from 42%. Limited Optics is now 21%. So it's gone from 9 to 21 in 1 year. Third, you have Open. Open has now seen its first measurable decrease. It's gone from 21, 22%, high of 23 to 17. It is now less than 20% of all participants. So less than 1 in 5 people are shooting Open. PCC is at 12. Again, rock steady. It's probably never going to change. We could probably just say, you know what, PCC is going to be 12% from here to for eternity and leave it at that. Limited is now down to 7%. So it has literally seen a decrease every single year since 2018. Production down to 4%. That's all they're shooting production at major matches, 4%. So let's look at this a different way. 56% of all shooters are shooting some form of Carry Optics, whether it's Limited Optics or Carry Optics. 56%. More than half of all major match participants are in one of those two divisions. Let's extend that now. 85% of all major match participants have a dot on their gun, whether it's Carry Optics, Limited Optics, Open, or PCC. That's a lot. 85%. Only 15% of all major match participants use iron sights. So clearly red dot is the future of practical shooting, at least by way of USPSA. It would be interesting if there was a way to measure all the different hit factor matches going on, like some of the ones that used to be USPSA level 2, but they're now running them as hit factor matches. It'd be interesting to see if they're seeing the same trend. I would be willing to bet yes. I don't see why anything would change there. But that's where we're at. Karyoptics has seen a little bit of a dip, and about, we'll call it a 16% dip. Open has seen almost 20%, so a little bit more. They've seen more of a dip. I haven't actually broken out those numbers to see what the percentages are, but PCC has seen nothing, and right now Limited Optics is almost 250% greater participation this year than what we saw last year. I think a lot of that is once the season was over in October last year, a lot of people started looking at Limited Optics, getting serious about it, getting their belt set up, holsters, buying Limited Optics guns, getting stuff set up. So I would say as we are looking at it right now, Karyoptics and Limited Optics are the way of the future. What will be interesting, and I'd love to get some feedback from the area directors, is what's going to become of Limited Optics? What's going to become of Karyoptics? Are they going to remain the same? I can't imagine that they are, but they may. I mean, I don't know. They could just say, okay, Limited Optics is now a thing. We're not changing any of the rule set for Karyoptics or Limited Optics, and that's how we're doing it. They could move Karyoptics to production optics, and that, I think, would change participation numbers enough to make it statistically significant. But we'll have to see. That's just pure speculation on my part. People like dots, people like filling their magazines and going to town. So we'll have to wait and see. And I'll try to update this every 30 to 60 days, put one of these out so we know what the trends are. But that is where we stand. And you know what? I'll go ahead, since I gave you numbers for Limited 10 revolver and single stack for 2023. Here's what they are so far for 2024. Limited 10, 0.28% of all production, I mean participation. Nine shooters in the first five full months of shooting in 2024. That's it. Just nine shooters. Revolver is at 0.91, so we'll call it 1%. Single stack, 2.04, so it's at 2%. So you have less than a third of 1% shooting Limited 10, which is why I say it needs to go away. That division is unnecessary, and there is basically zero participation. There is Limited. If you live in a state where you're limited to 10 rounds in your magazine, then you shoot Limited with 10 rounds. Unfortunately, that's how it is. Revolver, it's a unique division. Doesn't matter. Should stay. Single stack, same thing. It's a unique division. Should stay. It is what it is. So you do away with Limited 10. You replace it with Limited Optics. Keep the same number of divisions. And just determine what you want to do with the rule set for Limited Optics and Carry Optics and carry on. So that's where we stand for this shooting season thus far. Like I said, I'll try to update periodically.
Until next time.
Don't be a little bitch.
Yeah.